Now, I'm sure you all know what law is, but did you know of how many different practices lawyers could take on? Do you know how you are affected as a minor and what basic rights you have? If the answer was no or you're not completely sure, you're in the right place. Welcome or welcome back to episode 3 of Treaties and Trials. I'm your host Ruby, and today we're going to be exploring the legal side of society. Now, this episode will be released with episode 2 of the podcast, and you may or may not know that I have not uploaded in a month, so I'm really sorry about that, but now we're going to be back to a normal upload schedule every Saturdays, so definitely look forward to that. Now, if you've been dreaming about law school or yelling objection in a courtroom, we're going to be exploring different types of law and pathways to being a lawyer. If you're curious about how you as a minor could also use your knowledge of the law to your advantage, we're also going to go into some basic rights today that you have. Note that I myself am not a lawyer and am not a professional by any means, so if you're in need of assistance, please seek out a professional. So with that being said and done, let's talk law. Many times, you've probably witnessed a lawyer's work in the media, whether that's through a TV show like Suits, which gives a peek into the corporate world, or in celebrity cases. Recently, there have been some pretty prominent celebrities in court. I think we all know who I'm talking about. I myself read a lot of mystery thriller books, so I know that when I think legal system, first thing I associate it with is criminal law. But for you, that might be corporate if you're a fan of Suits. The point is, there are many different types of law. One thing to note is that not all lawyers battle it out in the courtroom, and in fact, most lawyers don't. That's because there's a difference between a lawyer and an attorney, two terms which are often used interchangeably. I know I thought they were the same thing, but actually they're not, so we're going to talk about what the difference is. Both lawyers and attorneys have graduated law school, but the difference is that attorneys usually practice law in court, while lawyers mainly give legal advice to clients and do the paperwork stuff. This might be something you want to consider if you're interested in law. So, yeah. Now, going back to the different types of law, there are so many. For starters, tax, constitution, immigration, personal injury, civil rights, medical malpractice, environment, and that just scratches the surface. There are a wide range of practices, and what you decide on, if you decide on pursuing law, can depend on you and your interests. Whether you want to be self-employed or not, what kind of paycheck you're looking for, or if you want to possibly work abroad. Since there are so many practices, I'm not really going to go into them in this episode, but if there is a certain practice you want to know more about, check out Treaties and Trials with two S's at the end on Instagram, and maybe we can make it into a future series. Let's move on to how you can actually become a lawyer. In the US, most people take a similar path. They get a bachelor's degree, take the LSAT, go to law school where they get a JD, pass the bar exam, get experience, and find a job. And despite how straightforward it seems, there are a lot of ways in which your experience can and will be unique from others. For starters, there are no bachelor degree requirements, which means that if you have another interest other than law, you can pursue that in college and still go to law school. If you like STEM, do STEM. If you're artsy, do art. But make sure to keep your grades up in college because they can definitely affect law school admissions, I think. If you choose to pursue something you already enjoy, you'll be more motivated to get those grades up, so I suggest picking a major based on your current interests. Something a lot of people think is that to do law, you need a pre-law major as an undergrad. But luckily, this isn't like going to med school, so that isn't required. However, if you want to specialize in a certain type of law, like medical malpractice, maybe consider getting a related bachelor's degree like medicine, as it could be helpful in the long run. After getting a bachelor's degree, the next step would be going into law school. However, first you need to take the LSAT as part of the admissions process. Depending on the school you're applying to, you may also be able to take the GRE or GMAT instead. Also, something to note is that you don't need to immediately go to law school after getting a bachelor's degree. A lot of people also opt to work and get experience for a few years, which can be really beneficial, especially if you have a lot of student loans and student debt, or if you just want to save up for law school so you don't have debt after that. Now, once you're in law school, there are a lot of different paths you could take. A lot of people just graduate with a JD, but after that you can also get an LLM or Master of Laws if you want to specialize in a specific field of law or work abroad. After you graduate law school in the US, you take the bar exam and pass it. But the process may be different in your country, so just be sure to check. From there, you're free to do what you'd like. You can take on an internship, work at a local law firm, or even pursue a different but related career. Remember, you don't need to specifically become an attorney. So yeah, that was a lot to take in. I hope that was useful, at least to some of you. But since we've been talking a lot about the future, let's go into how you're currently affected by the law. First, I want to give credit to the YouTuber Law by Mike, who I got a lot of upcoming information from. If you're more interested, I highly recommend checking out his videos because they're really entertaining and useful. As a teen, you probably use social media quite a bit, but know that the police can use social media too, to track you down online if your posts are public or even if they're private. So it's important to be conscious of what you post online. Also, if you've ever been in a situation at school where teachers have threatened to take your phone away, just know that they are allowed to do that, but they can only keep it for a short period of time, like a day. However, they can't look through it unless there's an emergency or you or your legal guardian signed a consent form. Teachers also can't look through your backpack unless there is a reasonable suspicion to do so, like a student saying that they saw you with a weapon or contraband. The Constitution protects you from unreasonable searches, but sometimes there can definitely be loopholes and weird laws in your state, so just be aware of that. Either way, don't bring illegal things to school. Now, you're probably aware of the Miranda rights, but just in case, they state that you have the right to remain silent, anything you say can and will be used against you in a court of law. You have the right to an attorney, and if you can't afford an attorney, one will be provided for you. If you're arrested and aren't read these rights, what you say cannot be used as evidence against you. One last thing I want to touch on is the juvenile justice system versus the adult justice system, because there are important differences. There are a lot of rules put in place to protect us minors, because if we as minors end up in a situation that brings us to court, the justice system is more forgiving and focused on rehabilitation than it is for adults, who are given worse punishment. Court hearings for minors are more private than it is for adults, and this is to protect minors' privacy. Also, a parent or guardian has to be notified if a minor is taken into custody. Overall, the goal of the justice system for juveniles, as opposed to the adult justice system, is that minors are treated less harshly so that we still have a future as productive working people. I personally think that's a good thing, but there are definitely cases which I highly disagree with and feel like there should have been harsher punishment. At the end of the day, it's definitely personal opinion, but I'd say a lot of times for a lot of cases, yes, minors make mistakes, and I think it's a good thing that the juvenile justice system has these protections in place. With that, I think we've covered quite a bit in a short amount of time. Obviously, there is much more to talk about, which I'll end up covering in depth during future episodes or maybe in blogs. But as a minor, the most important thing to know is that you do have rights, and knowledge of them can definitely help you out in bad situations. For those of you law enthusiasts, I'm glad you're tuning in to learn about this. It usually doesn't concern most people, but for us, I know law can be a fun topic to analyze, so I'm proud of you for joining in. Our next episode will be a fun one about the UN, so make sure to check that out. As always, Treaties and Trials is about creating a global conversation, so be sure to follow our Instagram at Treaties and Trials with two S's at the end, and keep updated with opportunities to have a blog on our website. So with that being said, I'm Ruby, and I will see you all next week.